All right, take your Bible if you would this morning, please. Turn to the Gospel of Matthew. Gospel of Matthew, chapter number 4 this morning. We'll look at some scripture here. Feel like the Lord's placed upon our heart. If you've been with us in our Wednesday evening services in the last couple of weeks, we've actually been looking in Matthew chapter number 3, looking at the ministry of John the Baptist. And certainly this past Wednesday night, looked at the baptism of the Lord Jesus. And as we were studying and praying, we feel like the Lord led our hearts here to Matthew chapter number 4. And I want to start a thought this morning. I don't know how far I'll get into the thought today and how long the Lord will hold us here within the particular thought that He's put upon our heart. But we want to use this text this morning and probably another time or two as the Lord leads here today and talk about this morning for just a few moments of dealing with temptations, dealing with temptations. And I want us to think about that today. Certainly, as we read the scriptures, we see in the life of the Lord Jesus, we see right after His baptism, we see, of course, the Spirit of God descending like a dove upon Him, the voice from heaven, of course, being the God of the voice of God, and certainly the many things that's happening and transpiring, certainly in the life of the Lord Jesus, and certainly in verse 17, God saying, "This is my beloved Son, whom I'm well pleased." We see right after that, right after the baptism, you'll see in the Gospel of Mark, or Matthew, Mark, and Luke, we'll find that they record certainly the temptation of the Lord Jesus. And you say, well, what does that have to do with us here today as certainly Bible-believing, New Testament church? What does that have to do with us here this morning? Well, of course, we know if Jesus faced temptations, and we know that He did, and certainly this is not the only time, but we see, of course, Jesus faced the temptations not only here, but as He faced temptations, and we know that the book of Hebrews teaches us that He was tempted in all points like you and I are, yet without sin. And so I'm thankful for that, because if He had given in to that, then certainly He could not be our Savior. But there's points in our life that all of us are going to be tempted. There's going to be things that are put out there before us that Satan's going to do what he can, certainly to take our attention off the Lord Jesus and who we are and what we need to be and the things that we need to be doing. And so this morning, I want to read these verses of Scripture, and then I'm going to read some more verses today and make reference to them and think about the thought of certainly dealing with temptations. And in dealing with temptations, the first thought that I want to give you this morning is simply this, to beware of the temptations, to beware of the temptations around us. And I'll talk about that a little bit more as we get into the message this morning. And I pray that the Holy Spirit will speak to our hearts today, and irregardless of what your age may be, irregardless of how certainly long you may have been saved or may not be saved today, as far as a lot of length in time, certainly the temptations are out there for us this morning, and we need to understand that. Now, as you study your Bible, you'll find, of course, the word tempt is used a couple different ways. Now, sometimes that word is used as in testing. And certainly the God will test each of us this morning that are saved. We're going to go through test and trial in this life. And then certainly it's used in another way as far as temptation, tempting with evil and the different things that we see around us. So think about that as we read the scriptures this morning. And again, I pray that God will help each of us today as we face the temptations and deal with the temptations of this life. If you find your place in the precious Word of God, say amen. All right, I'm going to ask you to stand this morning out of the reverence of the reading of the precious Word of God, if you're able to stand, and if you're not, that's okay. Matthew chapter number 4, and then we're going to be going over and looking in James, but I'll let you be seated after we read here in Matthew, and then I'll make reference to some verses of Scripture out of the book of James in chapter number 1. The Bible says here in chapter number 4 of the Gospel of Matthew, then was Jesus, now notice now in these verses, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward a-hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, "If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread." But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city, and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple, and saith unto him, notice again, "If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou shalt dash thy foot against a stone. Notice in verse number 7, Jesus said unto him, it is written, again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And again, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain, and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world, and the glory of them, and saith unto him, all these things will I give thee. Now notice that. If thou wilt fall down and worship me. And then said Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written. Notice again, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. And then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. May the Lord add his richest blessings to the reading of the precious word of God. Let us pray. Father, we bow in your presence once again today, Father, to thank you for another good day. Father, to thank you for this Lord's day as we've gathered back into your house. Lord, today, Father, to worship you in spirit and in truth. Lord, we thank you for the teaching of the word of God today for the Sunday school hour. Then, Lord, today we thank you for the beautiful singing, Lord, the children this morning and all that you have already done in our hearts and our souls this morning. Lord, now as I stand here, Lord, I realize that I stand in a place, Father, where no man can stand alone. God, I pray now for the fresh anointing of the Holy Ghost of God upon my heart, my mind, and my mouth. Lord, I pray that you would help me today, Father, to bring forth the message, Lord, that you placed upon my heart, Father, for this hour. Then, Lord, I pray as the word of God goes out, I pray that ears and hearts will be opened and receptive. I pray every heart would be tender, Father, for the things of God, for the word of God this morning. And, Father, I pray most of all, if there be one here today that's never trusted you in a free part of sin, I pray that, Father, this very day, as the choir so wonderfully sang about this morning, about that salvation that you so graciously provide for those that will call upon you, Lord, I pray, God, work in their hearts this morning. If there's one cold and indifferent today out of the will of God, Lord, I pray that, Lord, you would touch their hearts as well. And, Father, today, just work in our hearts and our lives, Lord, we realize that, Lord, we live in a world in a time of great temptations all around us this morning. But I pray today, Father, realizing we cannot handle these temptations on our own, that, Lord, we would look to you and we'd allow the word of God to work in our hearts and our lives. That, Father, today again, that we would be, Lord, the people, Lord, that you'd have us to be. Now, Lord, I pray, God, again, work in our hearts, work in our lives. And, Lord, we're going to thank you and praise you for what you're going to do. In Christ's name we do pray. Amen and amen. You may be seated. Thank you for standing out of the reverence of the reading of the precious word of God. For a few moments today, I want to again deal with the subject of dealing with temptations. And today, especially to remind us to beware of the temptations around us. Now, when we think about temptations this morning, certainly there are a lot of different things that will come to our minds. We think about the temptations this morning, maybe if you will, of the opposite sex. We think about the temptations of the so-called worldly pleasures that are all around us and that we face on a daily basis. We think about the temptation of materialism and the things that we get our hearts and our minds centered upon, those temptations that lie out there before us. And certainly on and on that we could go talking about those kind of temptations today. And we're all faced certainly with these temptations that are before us. But today what I really want to zero in, what I feel like that the Lord has spoke to my heart about it, what he wants me to relay to you this morning is not so much of the things maybe that I've just mentioned in temptation. Certainly they're out there and they're real and we face them. But I want us to zero in this morning on the thought, certainly, but as far as temptations are concerned, the temptations maybe that each of us needs to consider, certainly today in the temptations and those things that are luring us away and hindering our relationship with a person of the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe on a daily basis that we are faced with temptations all around us this morning that will hinder us certainly from the things that God wants to do in our hearts and in our lives. And certainly today the devil will do anything that he can to get you and I to not focus upon Him. Listen, we need to focus upon Him on a daily basis. Could I say today that being a Christian today is more, and I'll talk about this more in just a few moments, but it's more than just coming to church once in a while or coming to church on Sunday morning. Being a Christian this morning and being the kind of Christian that God can use and God will bless and can be effective in this world, then certainly today we must realize that we need to be right where God wants us to be, doing the things that God wants us to do. Could I say today, even in this service this morning, we've had great singing, we've had great teaching, and now we have the privilege to hear the preaching of the Word of God. But there's temptations all around us to take our minds off of what God wants to do in our hearts and our lives this morning. And so today, I pray that as we look at some things today, that God will help us and God will help us to recognize some things maybe today that is hindering us from in our relationship with the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because could I say today, there's no greater relationship in our life than that we have through and by the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we see it as you think about the word temptation. As we said, you see it used in a couple of different ways here in our King James Bibles. You'll find that the word temptation means to test. It means to entice. It can mean to entice. It can mean evil solicitation. It can mean adversity. And as you look at the word here in chapter number 4 of the Gospel of Matthew, and you see that word tempt, we see that word here means, it's a little bit different word, and it means to test thoroughly. Can I say today that the Lord Jesus was tested thoroughly? And I'm so glad to report to you today that He passed every test. I'm glad this morning, hallelujah, He did not give in to the temptations that Satan brought His way. And as I've already said, if He had given in, then certainly today we would be in a terrible fix, because there's no possible way that He could have been our Savior. And you say, well, preacher, why did He go through all that? To prove, hallelujah, thank God that He was that Lamb of God that came to take away the sin of the world. And boy, I'm so glad, hallelujah, He passed every test. But could I say for you and I today that we've not passed every test? Could I say this morning the tests are still out there before us? And if you have put your faith and confidence in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, then certainly the tests of life are going to come our way. Could I say this morning that the Bible teaches us that God certainly will allow us to be tested. But could I say this morning, hallelujah, I'm glad He does not tempt us with evil today. And the Scripture teaches us that. And so today, all the temptations, all the things out there to distract us and to hinder us in our Christian life, we need to be careful of. We need to beware of, because if Satan tempted the Lord Jesus, then I can promise you He's going to put temptations out there before you and me. And so today we need to be careful of these temptations, especially concerning our spiritual walk and in our spiritual life. Now, I said I was going to read some scriptures out of the book of James this morning and chapter number 1. Now, if you want to turn there, you can. But for the sake of time, we'll go ahead and read a couple of verses here out of the book of James. And chapter number 1, starting in verse number 13, the Bible says, "Now let no man say when he is tempted that I am tempted of God." In other words, tempted with evil. Notice what he says, "For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man." But notice in verse number 14, "But every man is tempted when he is drawn away." I want you to underline that. I want to emphasize that this morning. "But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death." Today, and so this morning, we understand again that God does not tempt us with evil. He will test us, as I said, but He doesn't tempt or bring temptations before us of evil today. And so this morning, we need to be beware of the temptations that are out there this morning. Beware this morning again of the temptations that hinder. It's not necessarily maybe the big things. We probably pretty well got those those pinned down, or we think we do. But listen, we could give in to those as well this morning. Many have, and many have killed their testimony. Many have killed their influence today simply because they have given in to the temptations. But let me be honest with you. For most of us today, it's probably those little things, or what we consider little things, that come along our way that keep us away from the things of God and hinder our spiritual life in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so today I want to talk about just a few, for just a few moments this morning. Beware of the temptations that hinder. They may seem subtle at the time, but friend, I want to tell you, they'll draw you away and draw you away and draw you away until you become cold. Your prayer life's not what it needs to be. And friend, your relationship with the person of Christ is not what it needs to be. Beware of the temptations around you this morning. Beware of the temptations that are around you. Now again, I thought about a few things today that we need to be aware of the temptations that hinder. First of all, the temptations that are around us that hinder our walk with Christ. That hinder our walk with Christ. I'm glad I've got a Savior today that walks with me and talks with me. I'm glad I have a relationship, a personal relationship with the Son of God. Now, friend, if you don't have that this morning, again, let me say to you before I move on, I'm glad that you can have. I'm glad this morning that He's still saving. I'm glad this morning that He's still convicting sinners and bringing them to the realization that they need a Savior. And that Savior today is none other than the one that the choir so wonderfully sang about, that cried there, that it is finished. I'm glad it's been completed. Hallelujah this morning, friend. If you're looking for someone else, if you're looking for something else to satisfy your soul and the need of your heart today, friend, you don't have to look any farther. I'm glad this morning, my Jesus, hallelujah, let me say it one more time, I'm so glad that my Jesus, hallelujah, can meet that need. Thank God that nothing nor nobody else can meet. Thank God all the temptations of the world and the pleasures of life and the pleasures or so-called pleasures of this flesh cannot fulfill, hallelujah, the longing of your soul this morning. Oh, I'm so glad. Hallelujah. Thank God that one day I realized that the things of this world could not satisfy my soul. But I'm so glad I made my way. Hallelujah. Thank God to a man called Jesus at a place called Calvary. Hallelujah. And seen Him bleeding and dying and suffering for somebody like me that I'd given in to the temptations of life. But I'm so glad when I called on Him, Brother Kid, I'm so glad that He moved in and sin moved out. Hallelujah. You say, preacher, do you still sin? Oh, yes, I'm in this body of flesh, but my want to, hallelujah, has been changed. Thank God this morning. Why? Hallelujah. Because of this man called Jesus this morning. Hallelujah. What a Savior. Beware of the temptations that hinder your daily walk, my daily walk, with the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me say again to the unsaved, friend, you've already given in to the temptations of this world. Well, preacher, I'm not all that bad. I've not done all that much, friend. You are a sinner. And you have given in to the temptations of old Satan and of this world. But friend, I'm glad, thank God again. All you've got to do is call on Him. All you've got to do is believe and receive. And if you'll do that, He'll change your life today. But so many people get caught up in the pleasures of sin. And all those temptations. I'll be honest with you, I really feel for our young people today. Now, there's always been temptation out there. But I'll tell you what, Satan is pouring out bucket load after bucket load after bucket load of temptations. But not only to our young people, but to each and every one of us here today. I don't care what your age. You have a weakness. I have a weakness. And Satan will expose that weakness. And he will do anything he can to keep you away from Christ and trusting Christ as Savior. And then if you are saved today, he'll do everything he can to hinder that relationship. And friend, again, at the end of the day, there's nothing no greater in our life than to have a relationship with the true and the living God. To know Him as Savior. That He walks with us and talks with us. And knowing, hallelujah, whatever we might be going through, He's already been there. He's already been tested and He passed the test. Hallelujah, this morning, my friend. I'm glad I got a Savior that knows where I'm at, that knows what I need, and is able to meet that need today. But the temptations that lie out there before us today that hinder our walk with the Savior. Today, as I said to the unsaved, Satan has you right where he wants you. You already allow the temptations of this world to keep you from accepting Christ. Could I say today, friend, there's no greater tragedy than to give in to the temptations of this life and reject Jesus Christ as your Savior. But could I say to the saved this morning, we allow the temptations that's put before us to hinder our walk, to distract us and to rob us in our relationship with the person of Christ. And you say, preacher, what are you talking about? Well, let me give you a couple of things how he's trying to hinder our walk. Number one, he's trying to hinder our daily walk. As I already said, Christianity today, a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ is more than just showing up for church on Sunday morning. Amen. It'll probably get quiet right here, but that's all right. I'll go ahead and preach anyhow. A relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ is more than just showing up for church. Now, I'm glad you showed up for church. And you ought to show up for church every time the doors is open, if at all possible. Because you're going to get here what you can't get anywhere else. Just talk to some of the folks that this is the first time they've been able to be here in a little while. Even though they can listen to the website and thank God for it, thank God they can listen to the radio. And could I say I'm glad that we have outreach ministry here that can touch those that cannot be here. Hallelujah for that. But friend, there ain't nothing like being in the house of God with God's people. There ain't nothing like hearing old time singing, old time preaching, old time praying, and seeing the old saints of God just praising God anyhow. There's nothing in the world like that today. And I'm glad I'm a part of the church of the living God. But friend, a relationship, a daily walk with Christ is more than just showing up in church. Amen. The thing about people showing up in church, there's people sitting on church pews, and possibly some here today have that show up in church on church pews time after time after time, but they're still lost and undone without God. You will not go to heaven, friend, sitting on a church just because you sat on a church pew. Just because you went to church once, I don't know why I'm preaching this, but somebody needs to hear it. I'm telling you, just because you show up to church once in a while, you think you're going to go to heaven when you leave this world. Friend, I'm telling you what, there's nothing farther from the truth. Don't give in to the temptations of the devil. Oh, he'll come around and say, it'll be all right. God's a God of love, and I'm so glad that He is. But friend, it's up to you. It's up to you. It's up to you where you spend eternity today. It's what you do with Jesus that's going to make the difference of where you spend eternity. Amen. It's about a relationship with a person of Jesus Christ. And it's amazing that people sit in the church pews. And I'm not being critical today because I are one of you. That's not good English, but it's still good preaching. I know how he tries to put the temptations out there to rob us, to distract us and to hinder us in our daily walk with Christ. They're all around us. He's using all kinds of tactics. Listen, when he's talking about when Paul was talking about the wiles of the devil, the trickery, just go back and study the Word of God, even starting in Genesis, how subtle and how sneaky that he is. Friend, I'll tell you, I'm telling you this morning, beware of the temptations in our walk with Christ, in our daily walk with Him. I need Him every day. Hallelujah this morning, and so do you. But isn't it amazing how busy we get and how many things that are going on in our life and our priorities get all out of whack? Amen. Oh, my. We need to be aware of the temptations in our daily walk because they're out there. They're real. And could I say this morning, there's no doubt every one of us today that have been saved by the good grace of God has allowed the temptations of the day to hinder our daily walk. Could I say this morning, not only in our daily walk, but what about a designated time? And you say, preacher, what are you talking about? There's still 24 hours in a day. Amen. I wonder in that 24-hour period, of course, I know most of us has got to get our 6, 7, 8, and some of us 9, 10 hours of our beauty sleep in. Now, if you think I sleep that much, then, friend, you're crazy. But is there a designated time that you and I designate that we're going to spend some time with Him? Now, there's plenty of things out there to distract us and to rob us and to take our thought process off of Him. There's no wonder that we get so cold. There's no wonder that we can't just go ahead and just praise God anyhow. There's no wonder that we have grown spiritually anemic. Because not only today are we allowing the temptations of this life and of this world and of old Satan to rob us in our daily walk, but also this morning, not only in that daily walk, but also today in a designated time that we spend with Him to spend time, certainly in prayer, spend time in His Word, spend time meditating upon the good things of God. I don't know about you today, friend, but God sure has been good to me. Could I say that one more time? God sure has been good to me. Amen. And I just believe that God deserves a little bit of our time every day. Amen. Amen. Would you agree with me? Does He not deserve a little bit of my time? Does He not deserve a little bit of your time each and every day that we could just spend a little time with Him? But I'll tell you, the temptations of this life will hinder us in a designated time that we spend with Him. Could I say in your personal relationships, your husband, your wife, your children, there needs to be some kind of designated time, some time that you spend with them. Because here's what's going to happen. If you don't spend some designated time with your spouse, then God's going to put some, or the Satan's going to put some temptations out there before you if you're not careful. Preacher, that would never happen to me. Well, just try it a while. He'll put some temptations out there before you that you'll begin to think about, and if you're not careful, even do things that you didn't think that you would ever do. I'm trying to help you this morning. Oh, preacher, I would never give in to those kind of temptations. Friend, don't never say never. Because we're all made out of the same stuff. The temptations are real. And Satan will do anything he can to put temptations out there before us that will hinder our daily walk, that will hinder a designated time. As I said, if you don't have some designated time with your spouse, what you're doing is you're neglecting that relationship. And if you neglect that relationship and you give Satan 1 inch, he'll take a mile. Let me say today to the parents, to the grandparents, or anyone here that has children that you are around or that you have a relationship with, you better have some designated time for those children. If you don't have some designated time for those children, then it's not going to be long that Satan's going to come around and he's going to find something else to take up that time. Amen. Amen. And the first thing you're going to know is old Satan's going to come around and say, well, you know, they don't love me. They don't love you. When all that's just, he's a liar and the father of all lies. Remember that today. But it's amazing the things that we'll designate our time to, but we won't make time for God. We won't make time for our family. And then everything blows up and goes south. And we sit around scratching our heads wondering what happened. I'm trying to help you today. I'm trying to help you as an individual. I'm trying to help you and your family. Those temptations are out there. Evil is all around us. But I'm glad greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I'm glad even though the temptations are out there, I'm glad I don't have to give in to them. I'm glad the book of Corinthians teaches us, certainly about temptations, that God will make a way of escape. I don't have to give in to them. You don't have to give in to them. But I'm glad even sometimes, and we do, I'm glad there's a God, hallelujah, that is long-suffering. I'm glad he's merciful. And I'm glad he will forgive. If we'll confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness this morning. Beware of the temptations that hinder, rob, and distract us in our walk, in our daily walk, in a designated time. Think of the time that's spent on social media. Think about the time that's spent on social gatherings. Hello! We're living in a world that everything's at our... Right, we just carry it with us all the time. Man, who would ever thought? I ain't had this awful long, maybe a few months now. And it's amazing how much time one of these things can take. I don't have to punch in or don't have to punch out. Amen. And I can go on this thing and I can look up anything I want to look up. Miss Debbie, it's out there. Anything I want to look, it's there. Now, listen, I'm not here this morning necessarily preaching against social media and all those kind of things, but I'll tell you what, I feel like what it's doing to a lot of us, it's hindering us. It's hindering us. It's robbing us. It's distracting us from a designated time that we could be spending in prayer, reading the Word of God, just in meditation on the good things of God. Amen. And our young people just can't live without them. And some of us more mature folks, I won't say older for the sake of I'm getting older, we can't live without it either. So convenient. There's one thing about the devil. He'll make it convenient. Now, he won't share all the repercussions of all the temptations that he puts out there before us. I mean, it may not look too bad on the surface, but when you get to digging in it, and then you get involved in it, then you're standing around scratching your head, wondering what happened. If you come to church on Sunday morning and this is the only kind of walk or relationship that you have with God all week, then friend, I'm going to tell you, you're going to be spiritually anemic. Right. Now, evidently, God's hitting home to us this morning because it sure did get quiet. We think of the big things. We think of, as I said in the onset of the message this morning, we think about those big things. Preacher, I would never be guilty of those big things. Well, I pray that any of us wouldn't. But there's really no difference today.
Right.
It's so little things that's hindering us today, that's keeping us away, that's robbing us of what God's wanting to do in our lives. Remember in the prayer request this morning, Brother Gary said, I've got family members that's lost. I want you to pray for them. And then I said, how many people has family members that's lost? And there's not a soul in here that can't raise your hand. But it's amazing all the things we've got going on around us today that keeps us from even praying for them one time a day. We got the social media. We got the social gatherings. Man, I'm telling you, it's awful easy to get our priorities out of line. And it's kind of like old Satan's just rocked us right to sleep. See, he's subtle. He don't come in a lot of times like that roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. He comes slipping in. And slipping in a little here and slipping in a little there, and the first thing you know, he's got you right where he wants you. Well, preacher, I'm saved. Yes, hallelujah, thank God. I pray everybody in the building is saved today. But friend, that don't mean that we won't give in to the temptations that are around us today and let it hinder us and distract us from our daily walk and from a designated time that we spend with him.
Man.
I'm trying to help us today. I pray the Holy Spirit of God will help us. I pray you'll help me. There needs to be a designated time spent with him. So today, as we think about the distractions, we think about the temptations around us that do distract and rob us in our walk, in our daily walk, in a designated time. But then I thought about, thirdly, a desire for spiritual maturity. I mean, do we really today have a desire to want to grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ? I'll be honest with you. I'm afraid too many people are just satisfied being spiritual babes. I'm not trying to say that in an ugly way, in any way, in any shape, form, or manner today. But I'm just simply saying we're just satisfied with being spiritual babes. God help us. God help me. And God help you as Bible-believing, hallelujah, children of God this morning, that we would have a desire to grow up in the things of God, that we'd have a desire, hallelujah, in our hearts to grow spiritually today. But it's amazing, it's amazing, it's amazing of the temptations and the distractions around us that will hinder us in our spiritual growth. And our spiritual maturity. What happens when we don't grow spiritually? What happens to us personally? What happens to our families? What happens to our churches when we have no desire to grow spiritually? We become, as I've already said, we become anemic. We become powerless in a sense. When we need the touch of Almighty God on our lives. And the closer that I will walk with him, the closer that I'll have a daily walk, the closer that I'll have a designated time, the more that I'll have a designated time, I believe the more that I'll have a desire to grow spiritually. It's when we let all the other things around us take of our time, to take of our thought process. Could I say this morning before I close that God deserves my very best? Now, I'm not going to stand here before you this morning and say that I always give him my very best, because I would be lying if I made that statement. And to be honest, if you made that statement, you probably would be too. But God help us today, church. God help us, dear friend of God, child of God. to not stay babes in Christ. To say, God, I want to be everything you want me to be. I want to accomplish everything that you want to accomplish in me and through me. That the life of others could be changed. And that we could have that relationship that we long for, that relationship that God so desires to have with each and every one of us here today. God deserves my best. God deserves your best. And I'm going to be honest with you, I'm afraid there's many times that we just give him whatever's left over. But let the trouble come. And it will come. Let the storm come and it will come. Job let us know that man born of woman is a few days and full of trouble. It's going to come. And boy, I'll tell you, it's at that time we just want to get just as close to God as we can get. Yes. I'm just so glad he don't push us away. What a Savior. Oh, what a Savior this morning, my friend. Even when we push him away, even when we don't give him our best, even when we allow the temptations of this life, and of this world to hinder us. I'm glad he doesn't leave us out here stranded somewhere. Now we see Jesus face some temptation here that Satan brings before him. He was tested thoroughly and he passed those tests. I'm telling you, before we leave this building, Satan will put a temptation out there before you if you're not careful. Because God wants to do something in your heart and do something in your life even today. But he'll put something out there to distract you and to hinder you. When God wants to do a work in your heart and your life even this very day. As you go to the workplace tomorrow, as you go to school tomorrow, wherever it is that you may go, there'll be temptations, there'll be distractions that will take away from that daily walk. There'll be temptations that will take away from that designated time. There'll be temptations that will take away from a desire for spiritual growth. I believe there's room in our life that we could grow every day spiritually. Well, preacher, I've been saved for 452 years. Well, friend, even if you had been saved for 452 years, you still wouldn't know it all. Amen. There'd probably still be some room for you to grow spiritually. Now, I don't know about you, but I just have to be honest before the Lord today. There's a lot of room. There's a lot of room in this preacher's life that I need to grow spiritually. With all those temptations out there around us. Isn't it amazing when you get down to pray, the things that begin to go through your mind? Isn't it amazing when you try to sit down, maybe just have a devotional, just read some scripture for the day. And I would encourage you to read your Bible through this year. It'll help you. But isn't it amazing the things that come up during those times? You get down to you're serious? You want to get down to praying? And isn't it amazing the things the devil will flash through your mind? Maybe I'm the only one, I don't know, but. Or I need to take a few more extra minutes and just read another chapter. Or two or three. Right. All those temptations around us. As I said, all the social media, all the gadgets, all the things that we have now that's accessible to us. And those can be used in a good way. They can be used in a way that will help us. I'm not saying that at all. But to be honest with you, the most of it just hinders us. See, we're all going to have to stand before Him one day and give an account. I will, and you will, and all will. I don't know about you, but as I think about that's scary. I'm going to stand before my Savior. And the times that I didn't allow a designated time, a time when I didn't have a desire for spiritual maturity, spiritual growth. When He says there could have been so much more, it could have been so much better, it could have been so much deeper, it could have been so much more powerful. But we allowed this, this, and this to get in the way. Now notice in the book of James, we always want to blame it on the devil. And listen, I realize he's a force at work. And he is. He is. Just in case some of you go into sleep right before I close, he is a force that is at work. He puts the temptation out there. But notice what I read in the book of James, it's when we're drawn away of our own lust and enticed. When we give in to it. It's been said many times, it's not the first look that gets you in trouble, it's the second one. Some of you catch on to that sometime after a while. You can go home and meditate on that for dinner. It's not that first look that gets us in trouble, it's that second one. Beware of the temptations. And I've not even had time to get into the temptations that Jesus faced. I want to get into that sometime in the next service or two. I'm glad he didn't give in. But it's amazing as you look at those temptations and the things that Satan put out there before him. I believe there's some things that we can learn there. Beware of the temptations that hinder our walk, our daily walk, a designated time, and a desire for spiritual maturity. The Christian life is a process. The Christian life is a continual work that we must allow God to do in our life. We also today need to be aware of the temptations that hinder our worship of Christ. Oh, I don't have time to get into this. Maybe I will sometime, but I think about the temptations before us that hinders our worship. I think about the temptations that hinders our work for Christ. Think about those things. Satan's good at what he does. And if we're not careful, we'll give in to him. But aren't you glad that we don't have to? You don't have to, friend. And let me say one more time in closing, if you have, I'm glad God's just a whisper away, just a prayer away. Whatever's messed up in your life, I'm glad God can forgive you for. I'm glad God can help you with. Yeah. But you must give it to Him. Let's stand our feet all over the building. If you're here lost today, God wants to save you. Brother Scotty, come get a song of invitation. Father, we love you today. We thank you and we praise you for your goodness. We thank you for your grace. We thank you today for the gift of salvation. We thank you for the Word of God. And Lord, as we've tried to stand here this morning, Lord, and relay what you've put upon our heart for this day, Lord, I pray that, Lord, that each of us, including myself here this morning, Lord, will take into consideration, Lord, the many things that are out there around us, the many things that Satan tries to put before us that would hinder our walk with you. Our daily walk, our daily communion, a designated time, and a desire for true spiritual growth in our lives. Father, I pray you take the invitation this morning. I pray that you'd speak to every heart. And I pray most of all, if there's one here today that's never truly accepted you as Savior, I pray this morning, God, that you'd help them to take into consideration, Father, where they're going to spend eternity. And Lord, the relationship that they could have with the true and living God if they just come and trust you and ask you. And then, Lord, if there's Christians here today that maybe there's things in their heart, things in their life, that they have allowed to tempt them and draw them away and hinder that relationship and that walk and that designated time and that desire for genuine spiritual growth. Lord, I pray you'd help us to confess it before you and help us as we leave forth from here today that, Lord, we'd have that greater desire. That, Lord, we not give in to those things around us, but, Lord, we would commit and surrender ourselves to you, Lord, to be everything that you would have us to be. Lord, take the invitation, use it, speak to hearts today, and, Lord, we'll thank you and praise you for what you're going to do in Christ's name. Amen. What you got, people?